The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, getting ready for basketball tomorrow night. Pelicans, but also it is the season opener for the LSU men's basketball team. Year number 3 under head coach Matt McMahon. I want to hear what he had to say as his Tigers get ready for a 7 o'clock tip-off against ULM. We're going to have that for you on The Bet, 92.9 FM, 1350 AM. And here's what McMahon had to say as the Tigers get ready to play.
Really excited about opening night tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the PMAC versus Louisiana Monroe. I want to invite all our fans to come out, students. Really want to create a party-type atmosphere here in the PMAC as we kick off the season tomorrow. I think Monroe, when you look at them, they had the opportunity to play last night, had a convincing win, great size and physicality in their front court. Their four bigs had 14 offensive rebounds. Between them. They've got good size on the perimeter as well. Jacob Wilson from Liberty right here in town. Also Bolden is from Zachary. So a lot of ties to the area. I thought they played exceptionally well last night, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to play tomorrow night in the opener.
What do you hope to learn, I guess, in this opening game about your team, about just kind of what you guys want to see on the court, if there's anything that kind of sticks out?
Yeah, we want to win. We want our guys to continue to get better every day. I thought the exhibition was a good start. I like the unselfishness that we played with on the offensive side of the ball. I thought in the first half of the game we were really disruptive defensively as far as forcing turnovers and forcing tough contested shots. So want to see more of the same there. I think a big question mark for me as I look to the game is going to be the rebounding. I think Monroe's got great size, 6'11", 250. Bring another 6'11", 250 off the bench. They're physical at the four position. Also the guards. They rebound well at the guard position, 6'4", 6'5", and 6'6". So I think the glass will be an area I'm paying very close attention to tomorrow.
Yeah, Coach, going off that, with the front court, especially building around Jalen Reed, just how do you approach the defensive rebounding and where y'all are at and where y'all need to be?
The thing, and again, it was just an exhibition, but you saw Damian Collins and Rob Miller with 18 rebounds between them in 38 minutes of play, which is fantastic. Jalen's a guy, 5 rebounds a game a year ago. We want to see that production continue to increase. I think Derek Fountain and Corey Chess, with their length and athleticism, are guys that can help us on the glass. As far as the perimeter goes, I think you saw Jai Bailey and his impact there. But always, especially on the defensive side of the ball, big believer in gang rebounding. You know, all 5 of our guys have to do the job to clean the glass. And when you're able to do that, it can lead to your transition game. So I think it's going to continue to be an area we have to keep getting better, and we'll be locked in on it tomorrow night.
LSU basketball head coach Matt McMahon getting ready for year number 3. And what can we expect from these Tigers this year? Can they get something going and, you know, find a way to end up in the NCAA tournament? I think that overall, to me at least, should be the goal of the team every year.
Absolutely. And you took a step forward, right? Matt McMahon dealt with a ton of criticism from his first year, where he goes 2-16 in the SEC, 14-19 overall. But then they take that step, right? 17-16 last year, 9-9 in the SEC. Now you're kind of looking for the leap. I know Scott Rabalea, the Advocate, had that post, basically put out an article saying, you know, can the Tigers take that step forward in year three with Coach McMahon? That's going to be the question.
Right.
If they can get back to the NCAA tournament. McMahon, I still think he's a good coach, and I've preached patience with him, but you got to prove it this year because you took that step from year one to two. Now you got to make the year three leap.
He definitely had a tough road ahead of him, and it's going to be interesting to see how things pan out. I like McMahon, too, hoping things are going well for them because, obviously, you look around and so much success has been with these LSU sports programs.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.